Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is a global crime syndicate. And they've taken over America, and they're now handing over the entire infrastructure to themselves and passing laws and getting courts to rule that we own no private property and that they can use private mercenaries to oppress us and kill us and put us in private FEMA camps. They even charge us for that. So we've been talking about that. Also, ex-FBI agent indicted in mob killings. That's in New York. They've been convicted up in Boston for it. And it's the same all over the country. I mean, power corrupts absolutely. Power corrupts absolutely. See, crime can operate unimpeded in government. It's always the most dangerous thing. It's always the most abusive. It's always the most destructive. And now it's happening again. I'm going to give you an update. Chairman Thomas Keene is going to be up in Georgetown in 1 hour and 50 minutes, roughly, giving a speech at that university up there. And he's the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, but since I missed 2 days this week because the network wasn't able to go live, I just couldn't, you know, miss talking to millions of listeners, so I'm not going to it. But there are some cameras up there, and other locals are going up there to cover what happens. And there's going to be a press conference at 1:15. So by the end of the show, perhaps my perhaps some of my folks that are going to be there covering it can call in and tell us how the press conference went. So we'll give you a report on that, hopefully, near the end of the third hour as well. So, gentlemen, I know you're listening out there. You've got your walking orders on that. Appreciate all the fine folks, Bob Dacey and others, for going up there to cover this event. That should be interesting, to say the least. But look at some of the other news I've got here. Senate panel set to consider bid to censure Bush. We'll get into that. Akron Director Ed Asner shares 9/11 concerns, agrees that the 9/11 Commission is a hoax and a whitewash. We'll get into that. We'll also get into our groundbreaking interview yesterday with William Rodriguez and the billionaire philanthropist Jimmy Walters, who are in Caracas, and are the capital of Venezuela, and they're scheduled to be meeting with the President, Hugo Chavez, this weekend. They've already met with the President of the National Assembly, who's totally aware of 9/11, and that it was an inside job. Also, a report here that the sniveling liberal that all the neocons love, their darling, the gun-grabbing, camera-promoting, one-world government-spouting Blair, will be gone by Christmas, say friends, London Telegraph. I guess he's outlived his usefulness for them. And we'll also get into a defiant Iran rejects new UN demands. As we said, the UN is claiming now that they can't enrich uranium. They said they could before, but, you know, global government tells you what you can do. It's admittedly peaceful. CIA's own long-term assessment says 10 years, if they were allowed to get the parts they need, thousands of centrifuges and other things, which can clearly be tracked and stopped, that they won't have an A-bomb, primitive A-bomb, for a decade. Well, I guess that was a year ago, so now for 9 years. But that doesn't matter. They're beating the war drum, getting everything lined up to attack them and start World War III. So we'll get into that as well. And the Army bans use of privately bought body armor. We'll cover that as well. You're stuck with me, ladies and gentlemen. But we should have the phone lines later in the broadcast or by Monday, if the hare lips the admiral, come hell or high water, as they say, to use the old British terms. Now, I also want to get more into some of the ongoing rioting and tantrum throwing by the illegal aliens running around, and then some of the false information. I was watching News 8 yesterday, or locally, and they had the high school and middle school students playing hooky, rampaging around, waving Mexican flags, no American flags anywhere, saying, "This is Mexico, we're taking over, ha ha ha, you're going to take it." So it's just real sick. I mean, if Mexico's so good, go move down there and be slaves. No, I mean, they've had a mafia running that government forever, so don't worry. America will be destroyed, too. Don't worry. You can help do it. Listen, don't worry. I'm sure you'll be successful. You've got powerful friends.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've been getting a lot of calls and emails here at the office. Hey, did you hear they took down the American flag in Houston and ran up the Mexican flag at a public school? Yes, we heard about it. We covered it yesterday. Have you heard about them taking down American flags at buildings and apartment complexes and businesses all over and flying the Mexican flag? Yes, believe me, I live here in Austin. I know all about it. Anyway, have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? Do you understand that 7 South Texas towns for at least 8 years fly the Mexican flag and English is not allowed? And again, one of the towns that comes to mind, the first to do it, is El Cenizo. And no English is allowed in court proceedings, Spanish is only on the buildings, and they say it is Mexico. Now, can you imagine if, a predominantly Czechoslovakian town in Austin, in Texas, outside Austin, there are a lot of them, said, we're taking down the American flag, and we're going to fly the Czech Republic flag, and we are not going to allow English in our police department or at the courthouse, because, you know, there are courthouses based in the county seats of Czech towns or German towns. What if Fredericksburg, founded by Germans in 1844, founded by a German prince, what if they ran up the flag of the German Republic? Let's say they ran up the double-headed eagle, and they ran that sucker up, or they ran up the single-headed eagle, the black eagle, and they ran that up, and they said only German, only Deutsch, is allowed here in Fredericksburg, Texas. Can you imagine the national convulsions, the feds, the EEOC coming in, discrimination, the lawsuits, the feds would take the courthouse over, there'd be National Guard going in like they did with the little black kids to get in the schools. But, man, when they run Mexican flags up and say, no gringos in this city, it's good. I mean, they just sit there and they say, it's just wonderful. It's absolutely fabulous. It's a good thing. You see, a lot of you are figuring out how bad this is. I mean, up major highways yesterday, highways were getting shut down yesterday with thousands of people running around with giant Mexican flags screaming down with America. I mean, it was on the news. Of course, the news would say they care about immigrants and they're upset that all Hispanics are going to be deported. I actually have this on tape. We were taping it here in the office from News 8. And then we have people who can speak Spanish who were watching the tape going, man, they're saying this is Mexico. Get out. Because, see, it's a perfect takeover. Imagine having 30 million illegal aliens, 24 million of those, according to federal and private numbers, that are Latin American, and about 20 million of those are Mexicans, another 6 million that are Chinese and Arabic, and they're all here, the Chinese really aren't, they're all here saying we're going to take over America, America's going down, and the stupid Americans who are Hispanics who speak English predominantly, you know, who are more Texan than I am, you can't get any more Texan than a Hispanic Texan, a Spanish Texan, and blacks and whites, we have no idea what's going on. It was my Mexican-American friends years ago, a decade ago, that alerted me to, hey, you know what's in this Mexican newspaper, Alex? We got a whole bunch here in Austin. Hey, do you know what's on the side of that business? Hey, do you know what that is, my friend? My friend, do you know what that T-shirt says? That's the plan of San Diego. That means that they're going to kill all whites above 16. And I'm like, no. And then another individual walks over and goes, no, I'm a professor, UT History Department. He's right. That's the plan of San Diego. I typed it into Google that night, and my jaw starts hitting the floor and bouncing. I am to be killed. I am to be murdered. I am to be lined up and put in a death camp and have my head blown off. And when my son is 16, he is to be murdered. And I'm supposed to, and the Texas Civil Rights Review comes out and goes, yeah, there's a plan to kill you, Alex, but they're a downtrodden group, and you're bad to say it's bad. They actually say that. I'm sitting here with millions of people openly saying they plan to murder me and murder my family, and I'm bad because I'm against it. I mean, this is how insane. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. When it's in the Associated Press saying no bid contract, first time foreign country, there will be no customs there. Our Bahamas deep water port, owned by the United States, is to be run by the Communist Chinese Navy. Now, again, the Associated Press, Washington Times, they all report, well, congressional reports, there are between 15 and 30,000. I say that because they rotate them in and out. At one time, the Chinese says there's 30,000, and they say there's 15,000. Reports are it's even higher. In the Panama Isthmus, in Panama, they took over the military bases we built. They took over the canal we built. The French tried for 7 years and failed. I forget the numbers. It's something like 100,000 construction workers died. I mean, it was unbelievable. We did it, we built it, and then it was given. They didn't even pay for it. That's trilateralism. It was given in 2000 to the Communist Chinese military. Now they're taking over the big Bahamas port, the big deep water port in the Bahamas. Mainstream news. And we have millions of illegal aliens charging around, flapping that disgusting, murdering, enslaved flag. You know something? I believe Nazi culture is evil. And I have received stuff that looks like it's out of the movies. You know, the handwritten thing where some psychopath sits there and cuts out different letters from different magazines and it says, you're going to get it, goy boy. You're going to get it, Jew lover. You're going to die. All because I say that I believe the Nazi culture was evil. They wore black uniforms, as all assassins and executioners and followers of Saturn have always done. Yes, Saturn, Satan. That's the predominant cult, if you use the Roman term, the Latin term, it's Saturn in Latin. If you use the ancient Romanic language term, it is the cult of Saturn. They wore the uniform of the cult of Saturn. They have the twin lightning bolt in runes for double lightning, double power. Also in Satanism, the symbol for Satan coming down to earth, falling from heaven. Hitler, admittedly, this is Nazi's own documents, this is not made up, this is admitted, was into deep occult activities. He was part of the Thule and Thule Society. The organizations that now have a chapel at the UN. He did kill tens of millions of people. He was evil. And his culture was evil. It was a culture of death. They wore the death's head on their caps. It was an evil culture. And I'm here to tell you that the dominant Mesoamerican, La Reconquista, Mayan culture is as evil as any culture I've ever seen. It is more evil than the Nazis. In fact, I've studied ancient cultures. I've studied the Romans. I've studied the Greeks. I've studied the Persians. I've studied the Babylonians. I have studied the Canaanites. I have studied the Israelites. I have studied the Hebrews. I have studied the ancient Chinese. I have studied the Visigoth, the Franks. I have studied the Saxon, the Anglo-Saxon. I have studied them all. No one ever got closer to literal Clive Barker type Cenobite evil. Hellraiser evil. The reality of daily life in a temple city in southern North America or Central America or North America was so hellish and so dark and so powerful that it is the most satanic evil force I have ever looked at. Let me just tell you, because this is what they've chosen. Did they chose the Apache, the proud, strong, you know, 6-foot-something, powerful, intelligent, you know, conquistadors would shoot 4 or 5 arrows in them and they wouldn't go down. The conquistadors could just shove down the Mayans because they used to be and look and be the same bloodline as the Apaches, the Arapaho, the Blackfoot, the Comanches. Noble, noble Asiatic people. Wild Asians is what they are. Came across the Bering Strait. The exact same genetic, you know, they've got the mongoloid, blue spots on their backs, everything. Guaranteed. This incredibly noble people. And look what Satan did to them. They went from 6'1" on average, from skeletal remains of Plains Indians, down to an average height of 5 feet. Now, I don't care how tall you are, I'm not that tall myself, but this is the warping of the New World Order. Because they worshipped a god that looked a certain way, anyone who didn't have a certain facial features was killed. Anyone who was tall, because the gods wanted tall, were killed. Anyone who was intelligent was killed. Anyone who resisted was killed. The person who won the sporting event, the ball playing court that I've been to at Chichen Itza, I've been to other courts, was killed. They would take their firstborn child in all cases, and the priest would eat the heart, and the family would then cut up their child and eat them. Folks, the Mayan, I've been all over the place. I was just down there a few months ago. I went down there for a few days. I was down in Costa Maya in some of the newly unearthed ruins. I'm going to talk about this. I've never really talked about this. And here was, they had archaeologists, degreed archaeologists who were Mayan, who thought it was great. In fact, I even sat there. There were fans, by the way, on the tour bus. A lot of them, two different groups on the tour bus were listeners of the show. It was amazing. And I'm down there, and I'm videotaping it. I've even got videotape of this. And the different tour guides are saying it's good. Sacrifice is good. And it's not an evil culture. And they got mad at me. I said, no, it is an evil culture. And we had to go through police checkpoints, of course. They said that wasn't a police state. Guys with machine guns searching us and searching other vehicles there in Costa Maya near the Guatemala border. So when we get back, I'm going to get into some other news later, but when we get back, I'm going to describe to you what they did. They would take drugs to cause painful hallucinations and then take large ropes full of giant pieces of glass and pull it through their genitalia. They would take nails and drive them through their fingers, beat their fingers with hammers, blood dripping everywhere, giant demonic idols. 10,000 people once a year. Piles of dead bodies everywhere. Huge piles of hearts. priests sleeping in beds of hearts and intestines, giant satanic beast systems.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
We're back online. The reason I first brought up the Nazi culture is that there have been a lot of evil cultures. But these moral relativists try to say, no culture is evil. You can't say the Aztecs or Mayan or Toltecs or Olmecs. You can't say any of these people were evil, because it was just their culture, and it's from their own cultural view. But then that very liberal, I'll say, okay, then the Nazis' culture wasn't evil, that was their culture. Well, of course they were evil. Well, wait a minute, you can't have your cake and eat it too. So what they would do is they would go capture nearby tribes for the big sacrifices. And the Aztecs, when they took over much of the Mayan civilization about, 800 years ago, they exterminated, it was on a monthly basis, they were killing 10,000 at a pop. 10,000 was the number they seemed to like. But every day there were dozens and dozens of sacrifices. And again, your firstborn child was killed because it was seen as special. If you were smart, if you were tall, you were killed. This is admitted. This is admitted. And they've dug up the skeletons of Mesoamericans tens of thousands of years ago, and they're 6 feet tall. And by the time they were done, well, this stuff really accelerated 2,000 years ago. It's when these civilizations developed into the larger pyramid societies and the priesthood, and then the after that the kings took over, who were also king priests themselves. You saw the populations actually start going down, and you saw the people having more diseases, less genetic variance, being much shorter. And you see elites do this throughout history. You would have the warrior caste, and you would have the priest class, who themselves, when they dig up the skeletons in the graves under the temples, they are 6 feet tall. And then they had literally done, just like the nobles 500 years ago in England, the average height was around 5 feet tall for a male, what about 4 foot eight for a woman. I mean, we were little bitty people. That's why, you know, they can tell generally, it's like in Silence of the Lambs, that's actually based on real anthropology, when Hannibal says to her, he goes, ah, you know, you come from poor, you know, very poor grandparents, and after that, you could tell because she was short. And then you're thinking, oh, you know, what does that mean? That's actually based in nutrition levels. Nobles in China, nobles in Japan, nobles in Europe were all taller. Well, they went one further. You see, that's what feudalism is. We're keeping people on very small pieces of land, controlling them at subsistence level so they don't get too uppity in controlling their breeding. Elites all have done this. It's the science of dominating populations. So imagine a population so enslaved that they shrink by 13 inches on average, and they end up having much higher levels of disease and genetic defects and problems, which is now shown today in Indian or Mesoamerican populations, compared to their exact same genetic bloodline over 6 feet tall. And, it's just a fact, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want to go into all the sacrifices. They would take a hallucinogenic enema while drinking another poison that would cause painful hallucinations, to have pain-inducing, because they believe the gods needed pain and blood, just like Satanists believe trauma gives them power and that Satan gives them power. Well, they believe in the flying serpent and the jaguar and the horn god and the god of death, this evil skull god, and they worship them. And they believe the gods needed this. And it is a sick, degenerate, scum-filled culture. And I said that about 3 years ago, and the ADL put out, Border Extremist Report or something. I forget the name. Just type my name into the ADL search engine, and I'm in there. And, of course, they misquoted me. I called up and threatened to sue them, and they changed part of it. And they said, Alex Jones says all Mexicans are evil and are a degenerate culture. No. I said that the Spanish culture that is intermingled is a good family culture predominantly, and that they're good family people and they're good hardworking folks. That culture supplanted the Aztec culture, the Mayan, Toltec culture, the Mesoamerican prehistoric culture. Now, it, by the Ford Foundation and big universities that are sickos that support Hitler and the rest of it, anything evil they support, they have gone and created a liberation theology around this, to the point of the last Austin mayor, Gus Garcia, gets up and has proclamations saying that they are the master race that comes from space aliens and the golden crystal pyramid, and these are quotes, folks, and that they're taking over. And it's total lunatic world. I mean, I don't know what's up with the Nation of Islam saying flying saucers control them and they're the master race. I mean, it just, the Nazis said they were the master race and that some kind of gods planted them here. I mean, this is the ideology of Satan, folks. The Nazis, the Mesoamericans, the Nation of Islam. And listen, if the Nation of Islam is listening because I bash Bush, you don't like that, I don't care. I've got your leader on tape saying mother wheel, flying saucer, evil black scientists made devil people, devil whites. I mean, just give me a break and shut up. You're the racist, and you make me sick. You make me sick.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When the levee breaks, I have no place to stay. Going down now, going down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're very close to getting our ISDN lines back up and our T1s correctly configured to take your 1-800 toll-free calls. We'll see if that happens by the end of this transmission today. Good to get things back in order after the big studio move. And, yes, Thomas Keene, the 9-11 White Watcher, someone complicit in covering up the truth of 9-11, wonder how he sleeps at night, probably quite well. He's going to be up giving a press conference here in 40 minutes up there at the university that's based in Georgetown. And then he's going to give a speech to the student body, and we've got people there covering it. So by the end of the broadcast, we might even get some calls in right before 2 to see what happened with that press conference. So, guys, if you're listening, I've got to tell you before you left the office to cover things that after the press conference, ring-a-dinging me on your cell phone into the board here at the network. We are able to take your calls in the back line, as we've been able to all week, so I'm able to take the general calls. You can call in and give us a report about Keene in the press conference. You know what? I want to get more into the Aztecs and the purely evil society and how that is now to be the new American society. and how it's being supported by the establishment. And then I want to get into some good news on the truth coming out about aspartame, Ritalin, and the good news about some vitamin C reports coming out. And I'll get into a bunch of other international news on Iran and a lot more. Very, very important. Right now, though, I haven't played in a few weeks. People have asked for it to be re-aired. So here's the local Austin band, Cruiserweight, that won awards at the Austin Music Awards a few weeks ago, and they are fans of the broadcast, and I'm fans of them. So let's go ahead and roll this a threat of a threat of a threat, you know, just like Iraq. We've got to invade them because there's a threat that there could be a threat that there could be a threat. We've got to take all your rights and have checkpoints and take your due process away because there's a threat of a threat of a threat. But the communist Chinese military can take over the Long Beach Naval Base, the Panama Canal, and now run security at our only deepwater port in the Bahamas and the Caribbean. And foreign Arab companies will take over 21 of our ports, and German companies and Spanish companies will take over all of our roads and our water districts and our power companies and gouges. But that's okay. There's a threat of a threat of a threat. You've got to be a slave. So here it is, a threat of a threat of a threat.
Can't lift people up when you're standing on their toes. If you want to ease the masses, use your tongue for something apropos. Otherwise, save the speeches. Just because it's liquid doesn't make it water. We all know your nice house doesn't make you clean. Just because it's liquid doesn't make it water. You push your weight around, but have you paid your dues? There's a threat. Thank you.
it. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us again today. What's the verse? What part of the Bible is it? What would it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? For those of you who don't believe about life or death, okay, well, I mean, being evil in this life doesn't sound very fun to me. Doesn't sound very good to be abusive and evil and wicked and to do all these horrible things. I've studied the globalists. They're very unhappy people. They only seem to feel alive when they're doing even greater evil. Psychopaths report that they're totally unhappy until they're doing the evil deed, and then it's almost like just a burning heat or a light. It's not even, it doesn't even feel good. It just makes them actually feel like they're at least alive. Yeah, tapped into the dark side. And so these are just animals. These are malfunctioning, sick, twisted, fallen creatures that we face, that we grapple with. And they one-up each other. It's funny to them to spread DU everywhere and to do all this evil and to have giant UN-run kidnapping rings and run murder for hire and be gangsters and have people be afraid of them. They're bullies. They're bullies that just keep getting away with it, getting wilder and crazier and nuttier and more abusive. And psychopaths always want to get caught, too. That's the criminology. They always do nuttier and nuttier and more open and more reckless things, and then we get hurt in the process. But now they've got fancy propaganda to convince us to go along with them. But that propaganda is an illusion. The real world is painful. The real world is scary, and there's this facade, all these pretty things, all these happy things, and there is a lot of good in the world, and we have to protect that good. You know, the globalists are masters of making you think that the good comes from them. Making you think that they built all this and they did all this. No, they did nothing. They're a bunch of degenerate scumbags holding back our human development as we reach towards the stars, our penultimate destiny. They're holding back our destiny as creatures made in God's image to be good, enlightened, informed, creative, loving, dynamic individuals struggling ever onward and upward. No, they want to keep us back in the mud and the dirt just so they can control things, so they can have a big bloody pyramid with blood running down the front of it and dead bodies everywhere and the stench of rotten meat. That's what they love, is maggot-filled death, smoking ruins, skulls, destruction. They're the dark side. They're death. They're a black hole. They're the creatures that come out of black holes. They're the creatures that come out of the pit. And they manifest on our plane of existence, and they turn our beautiful planet and our beautiful destiny into a hell. And it's that simple. And that's the cost. That's what we face. That's what we deal with. That's the reality. I'll get into Iran in a minute, but first, I've been promising for several days to cover this. This is out of the Australian, big national paper over there. Child drugs linked to heart attack. Now, notice how they start out with a low number, but then it gets higher later. Children as young as 5 have suffered strokes, heart attacks, hallucinations, and convulsions after taking drugs to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, something made up by a psychologist who isn't even a doctor. Documents obtained by the Australian reveal that almost 400 serious adverse reactions have been reported in the Therapeutic Goods Administration, some involving children as young as 3. Now, let me stop right there. Doctors will tell you, and I've looked up Australian and Commonwealth numbers, they're the same as the U.S., roughly. It's the same administration, same program. They're identical, just different names. Some cases, the same names. Only about 10%, and that is a conservative number. A lot of times you see about 5% being reported, But let's just give them the high end. You know, maximum reporting that we've seen in any type of adverse reaction is 10%. Now, you get into an industry where it's the psychologists and psychiatrists rationalizing and covering up what they're doing and not wanting their own liability. I mean, I would guess that you're probably getting adverse reaction reports being filed on maybe 1%. But the average is about 5%, but in some areas, some professions in the medical profession, some specialties, they'll report. They'll file on themselves 10% of the time. Or somebody will go to another doctor and they'll file it. Okay, so this is stuff that is filed. And let me assure you, my dad's a dentist and an oral surgeon. When he has an adverse reaction with a prescribed drug, most of the time, because you don't have time, you're not supposed to, you don't have to every time. I guarantee you, my dad doesn't file those every time. I mean, I haven't even asked him, but I know he doesn't. I know other doctors don't. I know medical, you can't. You don't know every time what it is. It could be some other drug, but So 400 in Australia in the last few years, and so let's say it's 10%. So 10 times that. 10 times 400. We're talking right up near 5,000. What is that? 4,000. Yeah, right at 4,000. So children as young as five have suffered. Now, we knew this when they approved Ritalin 30 years ago. This is more than 30 years ago. They were doing it 55 years ago for some reason, giving them speed. I mean, I've seen reports even further back than that, but it was officially approved decades ago, and they knew day one. I mean, listen, there was a young black football player, best shape you can imagine. Forget his name. I knew him. He was in the eighth grade. I was in the seventh. What was his name? It's painful forgetting stuff. I tell you, I've hit 32, folks. My memory is still excellent, but that absolute purity, I can see it. Well, they say you start having massive brain cell die off at 30. And I can now experience not having the photographic memory. What was his name? It's driving me up the wall. I'm sure you noticed in the last 2 years I've don't have total recall anymore. But to make a long story short, child drugs linked to heart attack. But this young black man, he's just out during 2 days. 2 days just started in the morning. Wasn't even hot. They were just going through some stuff, and he had a huge heart attack. His heart blew up. And the coaches then talked to doctors. And I remember Coach Webb walking around cussing in the few days later, going, "Those GD doctors, they put him on Ritalin because they said he wasn't doing good in his classes. And I heard from the medical doctor that's what killed him." And they're throwing stuff. And I mean, I remember because Coach Webb, he was the wild brother of the high school coach who I later was under. Well, they were something else. Well, they were all former Marines, all Korean and Vietnam vets. They were something else. Those were good guys. But I remember him really getting mad a few days later after he died. They were crying and they really liked him and cussing in their office, and they didn't even know we were in there listening to it. And he was a really nice guy. What was his name? And then somebody else in my school was on Ritalin and had a heart attack and dropped dead. That the next year when I was in eighth grade. I mean, I wasn't in that big of a school. Rockwall, I don't know how many students were there in the sixth grade. A couple hundred? I guess it was a 3A then. It later went to 4A. But pretty good size. But I mean, they're dropping dead all over the place. And that was Ritalin. He was on Ritalin. Now they got him on stuff even worse. And every day I see reports out of, for some reason it's always out of Florida, but kids having heart attacks on Ritalin, their hearts blowing up, and they admit what it does. It retards growth. He was a running back. What was his name? I can see him. I can see him right now. They have heart attacks. They have strokes. It causes heart shrinkage, heart expansion. It causes vascular collapse. It causes insomnia. I mean, it causes everything. Speed causes. Speed kills, folks. It's just clean. It's the same thing as methamphetamine. It's just clean. Same thing they give the troops out there now. They're trying to get them all hopped up on it. The fighter pilots, now the ground troops and the tanker crews and the rest of them. We're going to go raid 20 houses today. SWAT team raids. And I can't do it. I can't get up. We've been doing raids for the last year straight. I got to have time off. I got sprains. I order you to take these pills. But anyways, now they're even giving them hallucinogenics and amnesiacs. That was in Wired magazine. They give them pleasure drugs after they do a bunch of operations to reward them. I mean, you talk about science fiction, it's happening. But to make a long story short, I'm digressing here. I know people have died from this. I know a family where they have three sons. And the one son who's on Ritalin, the mother and the father are both tall. The father's like 6'3". One of the kids who's on Ritalin, and I've known him for, I guess, 10 years now, friends of the family, he is basically a midget. And then the other two, we get back to this stuff, the other two are almost 6 feet now, I guess. They're older teens. I mean, to see him do this, and to know it does this, let me just read this. Cases include the sudden death of a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, who suffered a stroke after taking Ritalin. Children also experience heart palpitations, shortness of breath, and taking dexafenatamine. And you know what? I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to sit here and pull any punches. I never got into hard drugs because I tried them once or twice, only once or twice a piece. Never tried heroin. and, you know, you're at a party and somebody says, hey, take this pill, you'll like it. And you take some speed pill, and your heart starts beating weird, and you get dizzy. And I'm like, my gosh, what? Why would anybody take that? I mean, I before have had like 8 glasses of iced tea at a meeting at Luby's Cafeteria and gone to the gym 3 hours later and had my heart beating funny. They admit, what, 2 cups of coffee a day radically increases a heart attack. I mean, my gosh, caffeine will make my heart beat funny. I mean, what in the world are they giving this to kids? And it goes on and on. The good news is it's coming out. And then here's some of the other articles. Biggest European aspartame producer to quit production. There's another one, vitamin C for cancer, reconsidered. So some interesting news coming up after the break, and a lot more. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Out of the Australian, it admits here that, quote, more than 5,800 prescriptions were written for Ritalin in January of this year, compared to 523 in August of last year. This is in Australia. Prescriptions for it's an amphetamine, I can't pronounce it, dexamethatamine, there you go, dexamethatamine, jumped from 96,000 a year to 232,000 in the 10 years from 2004 to 2005. Now, look at those numbers. In America, over 10 million youth are on these amphetamine-type drugs, these amphetamine classes of drugs, the amphetamine class of drugs, the speed class, the stimulant class. Over 10 million. Over 15 million on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are also speed, they have a speed effect, but with an hallucinogenic effect. By the way, that's on the insert of the drugs. You can, if you actually went and bought a bottle of it and asked for your doctor to give you the insert that came with it, you would have the little double-page printout and fine print. You have to use a magnifying glass to read. I've done it. It is classed as an hallucinogen. So even more deadly. Does all the same stuff. Of course, these toxic things do that. And imagine there, they've doubled in 1 year the prescriptions. Well, more than doubled. Just from the same month last year, it was 523. Now it's 5,800. That's not a doubling. What is that? Is that like, that's 12 times roughly. No. Yeah, it's 12 times. 12 times the level. 12 times. Now there they're just getting started, see, and their doctors are going, man, all these kids are dying. Imagine, they've got 400 serious adverse reactions. And then that's out of just a few thousand people that are on it. Can you imagine how many people are dying here in this country with 10 million and growing? It's exponential. It's exponential here. I mean, they've got two-year-olds on Ritalin and Prozac now. And this stuff fries your brain, folks. It fries your body. It fries you. It screws up your cardiovascular system. I mean, this stuff's deadly. This stuff is as white trash as it gets. I mean, it's a white trash drug to begin with. And we're going to put our kids on it. Yeah, they do settle down after a few months on it because their brains are fried. You ever met a real speedhead? They're not all sped up. They're just real calm and real weird and got a thousand-yard stare because your brain rhythm, you go through REM sleep. The average a person has, what, 7.6-hour sleep cycle. And in between the fifth and sixth hour, you go into your deepest REM sleep. It's kind of like a download period for the subconscious. And a chemical reaction happens in the brain you need to reset your brain for the next day. You don't get that, and you turn into a lunatic. They always hear about the speedheads. You know, it's always a speedhead that shoots five cops or goes into a bar and shoots a bunch of people. They flips out and starts cutting themselves up with razor blades. They see, you know, they see stuff flying around in the room. They have hallucinations. I've been around in college and high school a few speedheads. I hate them. I just cannot stand them. Bunch of just idiots. They're out stealing for the drugs. Well, forget that. We'll just put 10 million kids on it in America, and so what if their hearts blow? So what if they lay down and die? I remember I didn't see it, but some of the other kids did. And that little black boy, they brought him in from outside, and he laid down on the fieldhouse bench and went into his cardiac arrest. And supposedly blood even came out of his mouth. I mean, that's how his heart just blew open. Can you imagine on that speed out there running? Out there, that heart just blew wide open. Imagine how it felt to have blood pouring into his rib cage. Poor thing, murdered by the government as usual.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.